The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
We're in the middle of Simin Tes, Hilchos Tzitzis, the laws of Tzitzis. We are up to Sif Yud Beis. Stan Tzemer Ha'amar B'Tayra. The average word Tzemer, the word wool, which is used in the Torah without any explanation, without any additional words to qualify it, Ube Paiskim, and in the Halachic decisors, the commentators, Hu Tzemer Rechelim Ve'elim, that's referring to wool of ewes and rams, meaning it's sheep's wool, as opposed to camel's wool or rabbit's fur. Even though they can be called tzemer, they are specifically called tzemer gemalim or tzemer anavim. They are referred to specifically as camel wool or rabbit's wool. But the word tzemer in and of itself, by itself, when not attached to any other word, is referring to sheep's wool. And therefore, a garment, in order to be obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis, in the commandment of tzitzis, on a Torah level, needs to be wool or linen according to some opinions. We mentioned previously there is a disagreement among the Paiskim whether a garment has to be wool or linen in order to be obligated in the commandment of tzitzis, or any natural fabric is also sufficient. Because of this disagreement, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch had told us earlier, it is preferable to make sure to wear a garment made out of wool, meaning sheep's wool, in order to properly fulfill his obligation, according to all opinions. Now the Kitzur is going to discuss for us what happens if the garment is made out of multiple fabrics. So he says, V'talis she'hashesi hu shel tzemeh, one has a garment, a talis, that the warp strings are made out of wool, v'ha'erim hu shel tzemer gefen o'meshi u'kedayma, and the weft strings are made out of cotton or silk or any other similar material, or natural material, hemp, some other natural material. Warp strings are the strings that are static, they're stationary, they lay on the loom, and the weft strings are the strings that go in and out, that are thrown back and forth in and out of the chassis strings. So whether the chassis, the warp strings are made out of wool and the weft are made out of some other material, or the opposite, that the weft strings are made out of wool, meaning sheep's wool, and the warp strings are made, warp threads are made out of a different material, such as cotton or silk. Yuresha Mayim, somebody who is especially pious, he fears heaven, he should not make, say, a blessing on this type of garment, because there are those who say that even strings of tzitzis strings made out of wool do not allow a garment to fulfill its obligation of tzitzis, unless the garment is also made out of the same type of fabric. This is referring to another disagreement that many paiskim, if not most paiskim, hold, that there are two tracks. There are two fabrics, meaning wool and linen. Tzitzis strings made out of wool and linen are able to exempt any type of garment. If the garment is obligated in tzitzis, then wool strings or linen strings can be placed on that garment, and that garment has fulfilled its obligation of tzitzis. We have mentioned before that we do not use linen strings, and that's because linen strings on a woolen garment would entail the prohibition of shatnez, a forbidden mixture of wool and linen. But woolen strings should not be a problem, and therefore, anytime you have a garment, no matter what type of garment it is, no matter what the fabric is made out of, wool tzitzis would certainly be valid. Therefore, in a case where the garment is made out of a combination of a combination of fabrics, while one would not be able to use, let's say, cotton tzitzis, because cotton tzitzis don't work on a woolen garment, but woolen tzitzis, which work on any type of garment, are certainly good here. Whether this garment is treated as being wool or whether it's treated as being cotton, woolen tzitzis strings should be sufficient. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here is telling us that it's preferable to be stringent and to follow the opinion that even woolen strings only work to exempt a woolen garment from its obligation of tzitzis, that one has fulfilled his obligation by putting woolen strings only on a woolen garment, and therefore one should not say a blessing on this type of garment. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the common custom is not like this. The common custom is to follow the majority of opinions that woolen strings work for everything. The chen talis shel meshi, so too if the entire garment is made out of silk or cotton or something, the tzitzis hein shel tzemeh, and the tzitzis strings are made out of wool, sheep's wool, lo yivarech alav, one should not say a blessing on it. Ella, rather, yivarech techila al talis shel tzemeh, he should first say a blessing on a completely woolen talis, a woolen garment, which has woolen tzitzis. V'yisatev by, he should wrap himself with that garment. Then he may remove that garment and wrap himself with the second garment, meaning he had intentions when he said the blessing to put on both garments. So he put on the first garment, and the blessing certainly was valid in regard to the first garment, which itself is wool, and its tzitzis strings are made out of wool. Then, if he desires, he can remove the woolen garment, put on a different garment made out of cotton or silk or some other material which has woolen tzitzit strings, and this way he's made a bracha, he said the blessing, without the possibility of it having been an invalid blessing. Again, as we mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says that the custom is not like this, and certainly, as we all see, it is a common custom to wear cotton tzitzis, to wear a cotton garment with woolen tzitzis on that garment and to say a blessing. However, continues the Kitzur, in gamat tzitzis hein shel meshi, if you have a garment made out of silk and the tzitzis strings themselves are also made out of silk, yecholim levarich alav, then according to all opinions, one is allowed to say a blessing, because everybody agrees that this garment is certainly obligated in tzitzis on a rabbinic level. Everyone also agrees that tzitzis strings can be the same type of material as the garment which they are being put upon. And therefore, if the garment and the tzitzis strings are the same material, even if they're not sheep's wool, one is certainly allowed to say a blessing. However, the Kitzur points out that it is uncommon to find in our areas, in our countries, tzitzis strings made out of silk, because tzitzis strings require the spinning to have been done lishma for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis, and most people use strings made out of wool, it's uncommon to find silk threads that have been spun lishma, that have been spun for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Continues the Kitzur v'miktsas tzitzis shel meshi, if some of the tzitzis strings are silk, u'miktsas and shel tzemeh, and some of the tzitzis strings are made out of wool, goruah tfei, this is worse than if the garment itself is made out of silk and the tzitzis are made out of wool. The masses can, and one should not do that at all. This is really according to all opinions. One should not mix and match. One should either use tzitzis strings that are the same material as the garment, or one should use woolen strings which cover all garments. One should not use half and half, as the Kitzur tells us over here. Continues the Kitzur, Sif Yud Gimel. If on one corner of your garment, so one of the four strings got ripped. So let's back up for a minute. Let's remember, tzitzis start off as four very long strings. They are placed into the corner of the garment through the hole, and they are tied together. So you end up with eight strings. It's four long strings, which are doubled over, tied, and you end up with eight strings. So the halacha is as follows. What happens if some of your strings rip and you're left with less than the proper shear, the proper size strings? So you mentioned earlier the proper size for the tzitzit strings is Yud Beis Goyinlin, 12 thumbs width. But what happens if after you have made the tzitzit, as we'll see later in the kitzur, that the tzitzit have to be made properly in the beginning? Once they have been made properly, if afterwards some of the tzitzit rip, it is sometimes kosher, sometimes still valid, and sometimes not. And that's the rules we're going to be discussing over here. So tzitzit shenifsak imeno chut mi'arba'as hachutin. If one of the four long strings ripped, shehen kfulin l'shmeina, those strings are doubled into eight. But if one of the original four ripped, meaning both sides of that one long string, and it ripped, v'nisham yimenu k'di aniva, yet you have left enough to make a bow. Aniva is a bow, and it means to make a bow around the other strings. Dehainu da'ad ha'gaidlin, which is the size of four thumbs widths. A thumbs width is approximately 2 to 2.5 centimeters, and therefore four thumbs widths is between 8 and 10 centimeters, about 3 or 4 inches. This is the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that one does not have to be strict as long as they are minimally 2 thumbs widths, between 2 and 5 centimeters, 1 to 2 inches, then that's sufficient, and that would be considered a kedei aniva, enough to make a bow out of that string. Anyway, the Kitzur says that if you have in that one long string, you have enough to make a kedei aniva, you have 4 thumbs widths. Ayim nifsik u'shnayim, or even 2 of the 4 long strings ripped. V'nishar mikol echad al ha'gadlim, and each one of those two, both of those two, has a remnant of at least 4 thumbs widths. U'shnei chutin hin shleim es kishir, and 2 other strings are 100% complete. They have the full 12 thumbs widths on both sides. Then kishera, then the tzitzis are certainly valid, which means that of the 8 threads, it's possible that 2 of them could be completely cut off. The other 2 can be cut down to the length of 4 or 5 centimeters. As long as the other 4 are 100% complete, the length of 12 thumbs width, 10 to 12 inches, then that is good. Again, this is assuming that you know that the 8 strings, which 2 strings are connected to each other and are part of one long string. Because really, as the kids are saying, the rule is based upon the 4 long strings, that the 4 long strings, we need 2 of them complete, and 2 of them could be cut down to a kedei aniva, and the kids will explain to us later on how we're supposed to know which of the 8 strings belong together. Continues the Kitzur, Avol nisiku gimel chutin, if 3 of the long strings ripped, afilu nisham mikol echad dalad ha'gadlin, even if each one of those 3 has a remnant of 4 or 5 inches, 4 thumbs width, and sorry, excuse me, 4 to 5 centimeters, 2 to 3 inches, which is 4 thumbs width, the achut or vi who shall mean the 4th string is complete, oishin nifsek afilu rak chut echad, or 1 of the 4 long strings ripped, and it doesn't even have a remnant of 4 thumbs widths. It's less than 4 or 5 centimeters. It's less than 8 to 10 centimeters. We said in Agoidal is between 2 and 2.5 centimeters. It's less than 8 to 10 centimeters, 3 or 4 inches. Afilo shegimel chutin hin shleima is even if the other 3 strings are complete, mikol makim psula, still the tzitzis are possible, are invalid, imloy b'shasa d'chak, unless it's a time when you're stuck, because the Shulchan Aruch explains to us that really there's a machlekes, there's a disagreement among the paiskim. There's another opinion that holds that all of the strings can rip as long as each string has a remnant of kedei aniva, enough to make a bow, then the tzitzis is kosher. The tzitzis is still valid. The halacha optimally says that one should follow the more strict opinion, which is what the Kitzur is telling us, that you need two complete strings, and the other two strings have to have a remnant of Kidei Aniva, which the Kitzur says is four thumbs width. However, if one is stuck, one does not have any other tzitzis, one could put on this other garment of tzitzis, which has all the strings have snapped, but all four strings still have a remnant of four goydlin, and it could even say a blessing, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Lachain, therefore, if you have eight strings which are hanging, one of those eight strings snapped. It snapped completely until the bound portions of the tzitzis. As we discussed earlier, the first segment of the tzitzis is made up of knots, and you wind and bound a bit, and you wind one of the strings around the others, so they're all bound together. And the rest are hanging down, separated, even if one of those eight snaps off completely, and it's not hanging out of the knots at all, Pshita Dikshera, it's obvious that it's still valid. Kevan Shechut Zeh Inei Rak Chatzi Chut. This one string of the eight is only a half of the one long string that you started with. And therefore you still have on the other side more than a Kidei Aniva. You have more than enough to make a bow. You have 12 Goyim. You have 12 thumbs widths. V'nifsiku Beis Chutin. What happens if two of the eight strings snapped? And neither of them has a remnant of four thumbs widths. So then you have to know, are these from one long string or are these from two long strings? Are these separate strings of the same string? If the possibility exists that these two strings are both segments of one longer string, they're connected. In that case, these eight strings are invalid because one out of the four is completely severed and does not have a remnant of four thumbs widths. But if you're certain that these are from two separate long strings, how would you be certain about that? Going, for example, at the time that you tied them, you were careful to always tie Dalad Roshim Shebitzad Zeh in Dalad Roshim Shebitzad Zeh. You always made sure that after sticking the four long strings in the garment, so you now have four single strings on one side of the garment, four on the other side. Every time you tied the knots, the same four strings ended up on one side, and the same group of four strings ended up on one side, and the same group of four strings ended up on the other side. So you kept those groups of four strings separated at all times, and therefore you now know that the two groups of four strings hanging on each side, hanging out of each side of the knot, each group of four strings is comprised of one half of the four long strings, and the other group of four strings is the other half of the long strings. And therefore, if you have a situation, ve'ata nifsiku beiz rashi mitzad echad shel hakesher, and now two of the edges of the string, meaning two of the eight strings, which are in one group from one side of the knot, have snapped, in kein harehin bevad ani beiz chutin, these two strings, these two half strings, are certainly from two different long strings. The cave and sheish b'chol chut adayin shir dalad agoydlan v'yoyser b'tzad hasheni shal hakesher. And since you know that the other side of the knot, all the strings have the full size, so it comes out that of these two long strings, you certainly have a kedei aniva. You certainly have four thumbs widths, more than four thumbs widths on the other side. And you see clearly that two of the long strings are 100% complete. So then this group of tzitzis is valid. Now, if one of these strings snapped in the place where they're hanging in the hole, meaning where they go through the garments, even before you have tied the first knot, psuma, because that string is completely severed, that string is not there, it's not there at all, you only have three strings left. Zesha Amanu, this that we said, Shem Nifsai Chut Echad, that if one string snaps, the Nisha Mimenu Kedea Niva, and it has left a remnant of enough to tie a bow, share it, that is valid, the tzitzis are still kosher. Zehu Dafka in Mishas Asiya, Hayu Kol Achutin Aruchin Kishir. That's provided, that's only if at the time you created the tzitzis, at the time you made the tzitzis, all of the strings were of the proper length. El Sha'acha Kach Nifsiku was only afterwards that they snapped, that they ripped. Avol in Bishas Asiya, at the time that they made the tzitzis, even one of the strings was a little bit too short, psuma, all the tzitzis are invalid. Therefore, if a person's tzitzis ripped in a manner where they are still kosher, they're still valid, he has to be careful not to undo them totally, to untie them completely. And because if he unties them completely, he will not be able to retie them because now they are too short. It's only as long as he leaves them tied the way they are that they remain valid. Sifya Dalet. Chute Hatzitza, the strings of the tzitzis strings, Tzrichim Liyais Shazurin, they have to be Shazur, which means you have to take separate threads and you have to twist them together. Minimally two separate threads twisted together, that's called Shazira, twining or twisting. And without that, the tzitzis are invalid. It's not a valid tzitzis string. And therefore, v'meizeh chut nifrad, if one of these strings separated mishizirase from its twisting, azai kol haparu, all the area which is separated, nechshav kilo nitzatz, is considered as if it was cut off, v'ena, it's not there, and then we revert to the previous sif, where we have gadume tzitzis, the remnants of tzitzis, and the rules we mentioned earlier will apply. It has to have at least a remnant of four thumbs width, etc. Nowadays, however, the custom is that the shazira is done with multiple threads. They don't just take two individual strings and twist them together. Rather, they take either 8 or 16 different threads and twist them together. And therefore, usually, if a person's tzitzis string became a little bit untwisted, it's usually still valid because each side still has a shazira. So only if they completely came apart, so you see 8 or 16 separate tiny little strings, then it will be kilo niktzatz, it will be as if it has been cut off, like the Kitzer says. Sif tesvav. Talmud sheyesh by tzitzis, a garment that had tzitzis strings on all four corners. V'nechalak l'shnei chalakim, and it was cut into two halves, or divided in two halves. K'mashu u'shchiach b'harbe talisim shalanu, as it is common among many of the talis garments that have tzitzis on them, among us, in the Kitzer's day, it seems to have been a common practice, shehem mechubarim mishnei chalakim, that they are connected from two separate parts. They used to make a talis garment out of two separate parts and connect them. And sometimes you separate them in order to wash it, to launder it, or to fix it. And then afterwards, they reconnect the two halves with stitching. Since, on average, usually, each section is large enough to wrap oneself with it, meaning it has the minimum size that we mentioned earlier, which is, at the very minimum, the Kitzer said, 3/4 of an amma by 1/2 of an amma, on the front, both in the front and the back. And he said, optimally, an amma by an amma, a cubit by a cubit, 1.5 to 2 feet, both in the front and in the back. So the Kitzer is telling us that, generally speaking, the talis garments that he was talking about, each half of them was big enough in and of itself to be obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Al-Kain, therefore, diet is sufficient, and mutal states at tzitzis, me'ezah chelak shi'etzah, that before one re-sews the two halves together, he should take out, remove, two of the tzitzis strings, meaning two corners worth of tzitzis. Al-Acha shi'echaber, it's a talus, and after he reconnects the talus together, yachzav yikshvim, he should tie the tzitzis on the garment. The reason for this is that we had the concept earlier of tasev elay min ha'asli, that one has to make the tzitzis in a manner which they are valid, and not that after they do something else, the tzitzis become valid. So over here, when the two halves of the garment were severed, so the kitzur seems to treat this as being a case of tasev elay min ha'asli, because when you will put the garment together, right now as they are separated, then neither one is valid because they only have two tzitzit strings. When you put them together, all of a sudden the garment becomes a garment with the proper amount of tzitzit, and that's not acceptable. You have to place the tzitzit on to make the garment valid. And therefore, you have to first remove two tzitzit from one side, sew the garment together, and then put the tzitzit back on. Mr. Brewer, however, points out that this is a minority opinion. Most opinions hold that since each half was obligated in tzitzis, it's not a problem of tasev elay min ha'asli, and therefore one could tie them back together, sew the two halves back together without removing any of the tzitzis. But he does say it is proper to be stringent and to abide by the ruling of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It continues, the Kitzur avon ein b'chol chelik b'fnei atzma k'dein le'hisatei by, if each of the two halves is not large enough to wrap oneself in it, which means it does not have the minimum required size, so then each tzitzit, all four tzitzit have now become invalid because they are on a garment which is not obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzit. And therefore, tzarech lehasir kol tzitzit, one has to remove all four of the tzitzit, as he explains himself, mishum kishen espardu achalachim, because when these two halves were separated, nifter kol chelek mitzitzit, each half became Potter became exempt from the obligation of tzitzis. And after they were returned and reattached, they became obligated in tzitzis. If the original tzitzis would still be there, possible would be invalid because of the principle that the tzitzis have to be made with validity, made in a proper manner, not that they were made improperly and then afterwards something happened to make them valid. Kidul El Sif Vav, as we discussed earlier in Sif Vav. And this is according to all opinions, that since each half was too small, everyone would agree you have to remove the tzitzis from all four corners and then put them back on after you reconnect the two halves. Then Bechelik Echad Yishbay Kedei Itov, if one segment of the garment, after it was severed, had and was big enough to wrap yourself with it, had the minimum size requirements, or Bechelik Echad in one portion, it did not have the minimum size requirements enough to wrap oneself with that garment, you should remove the tzitzis from this segment, this portion of the garment that does not have the proper size requirements, then reconnect the garment and then sew them back on.